Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we conclude our study of creation and science according to Islam. And we will continue our study today on our topic of human reproduction, how the Quran, which is Allah's words, and Muhammad's teachings in the Hadith, introduce this very important topic as a scientific topic with many errors. In our last program, we talked about Muhammad's erroneous teaching in the Quran and in the Hadith, as Allah and Muhammad declared to us that man is created from two fluids: white fluid, which is man's sperm, which comes from the backbones of the man, and yellow fluid, which comes the woman's breast. As we learn that Allah made man from these two fluids, we also talked about that the baby's sex can be determined to be a boy or a girl as a result of which parents will discharge their fluid first, which also will determine the resemblance of the child to the mother or to the father. In our last program, I also mentioned to you the word natfa, which is the term Muhammad used in the Quran to describe both of the fluids, the white fluid of the father and the yellow fluid of the mother. As we see in the following verse, that is Quran chapter 22 and verse 5. Here is the words of Allah.
So surely we created you from dirt, then from natfa, then from a clot, then from a piece of flesh, created and uncreated, to show you. And we cause whom we will to remain in the wombs for an appointed time.
And here we read that Allah introduced to us once again, in His word in the Quran, how man was made. The first man is Adam. He was created from dirt. And the descendants of Adam were creating from this what we call natfa, the gushing water. Which water? The water we read about in our last program in Quran chapter 86 verses 5 and 7. When Allah said, so let the human look to what he was created from. He was created from gushing water. It comes out from the backbones and the breasts, and that is the two fluid, the white fluid and the yellow fluid. And then Allah gave us a little bit more details, which I believe Muslims are doing a great job here in America to convince students, not just in high school, but literally the college student, that what we're about to share with you right now is a great evidence that Allah sent Muhammad with the truth. Muhammad is a true prophet. As Muslims always say, how did Muhammad know about the stages of growth of the embryo inside the mother womb 1400 years ago unless Muhammad was a true prophet from Allah? Listen to the words. It says, from this natfa, Allah made a clot. And this will take roughly 40 days. And then this clot was created to piece of flesh. And then Allah said, this piece of flesh are created or uncreated. And I looked at Muslim scholars' interpretation, and they, as usual, go in chaos with different opinions, as they always begin the interpretation by stating, Muslim scholars disagree. And they ended, and Allah knows best. But some of them said, if the child continued to grow in the womb, Allah will send the spirit to that child after the first 40 days, and he or she, the baby, will be a created being. Otherwise, the mama will lose the baby, which we call miscarriage, and then, obviously, the creation of this baby. After all these 40 days, it would be as if it did not exist. And that is how Allah ended even that verse when He stated, and we causes whom we will to remain in the wombs for an appointed time. And we will be talking about the lengths of pregnancy later. similar to Quran chapter 22 verse 5, is Quran chapter 40 verse 67. Listen again to the words of Allah.
He is who created you from dirt, then from nutfa, then from alqa, then brings you out as a child. Then you may arrive to your strength.
And once again, here in Quran chapter 40 verse 67, we read the same information. It is Allah created man from dirt, and then he talk about the nutfa, which is the two fluid, the white and yellow fluid, and then alqa, that is a clot. And then we see a child is born, who later arrived to the stage of strength. And even better than these two verses, that is Quran 22 verse 5 and Quran chapter 40 verse 67, we read the four stages of the embryonic growth, that is the development of the baby inside the mother's womb, in details in Quran chapter 23 verses 12 through 14. So listen carefully to the words of Allah.
And indeed, we created the human from an extract of mud. Then we made him a nutfa in a secure place. Then we created the nutfa into a clot. So we created the clot into a piece of flesh. So we created the piece of flesh into bones. So we clothed the bones with flesh. Then we made it another creature. So blessed be Allah, the best of the creators.
Did you hear the end of that verse? Allah is the best of the creators. And I wonder who else is creating with Allah. But anyway, Ibn Kathir interpreted Quran 23:14 as follows. He said, these are four stages of embryonic development. He also said that the duration of each one of these stages is 40 days. What a great interpretation, which makes the time of pregnancy only approximately 5 months and 10 days, not 9 months. As we have shared with you before, nutfa is the combination of two fluids, one produced by the male and one by female. The male's fluid comes from the backbone, while the female's fluid comes from the breast. This can be found in Quran chapter 86 verses 5 and 7, as we have shared with you before. Now, I would like to share with you the four errors concerning human reproduction, as described in Quran chapter 23 verse 14. The first is when Allah said, then we created the nutfa into a clot. Nutfa, as Muslims understand it, is an error. Females do not produce any fluid from their breast for conception. Conception involves an egg, which has nothing to do with breasts. Man's sperm does not come from the backbone. Sperm do not mutate into blood cells. The cells in the embryo, which form blood, much less blood clotting agents, do not begin formation until the fourth week of pregnancy. During this first month, many other cell types have to form prior to blood and clotting. The second error is when Allah said, so we created the clot into a piece of flesh. This is an error, since the Quran presents the idea that human life is grown from a clot into a later collection of other cells, pieces of flesh. As we have mentioned earlier, that is not the case. The third error is when Allah said, so we created the piece of flesh into bones. So we clothed the bones with flesh. The order presented in the Quran is fertilization, blood or cell formation, bones, and then flesh. This is absolutely false. Cells for organs and flesh actually begin formation before bone development. Later, as the fetus grow, bone structures begin to develop along with organs and flesh. Finally, the fourth error is when Allah said, then we made it another creature. As we mentioned earlier, cellular division, which forms bone tissue, takes place after flesh and organs begin developing. The picture painted in the Quran is very different. Every modern observation of fetal formation demonstrates conclusively that the Quran's order of events is completely erroneous. In conclusion, we must ask the question, Can the Quran be the word of God and yet wrong about reproduction which God created?
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
These were the four errors concerning the embryonic development. What about the time of pregnancy? According to Muslim scholars' belief, how long a woman can be pregnant? Listen carefully to the following information, which comes to you from our documentary, Innocent of Muslims, which is available on our website.
Muhammad was born around 570 AD in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. His father was Abd Allah, which means the servant of Allah. His mother was Amna, daughter of Wahb. Both parents were non-Christian, non-Jews, and probably idol worshippers, as were most of the people around Mecca. Muhammad, in the Hadith, wept before his mother's tomb, asking Allah to forgive his mother, but Allah refused to do so. We know from the Hadith that Muhammad had siblings, because Muhammad said that his mother said, "When I was pregnant with him, Muhammad, I had never such a light pregnancy as in his case. And I saw in my sleep, when I was pregnant with him, that light came out of me." We have no knowledge of these siblings. We know that they were from different fathers. Moreover, Muhammad's birth in the year 570 was 4 years after his named father, Abd Allah, died. Some might say, how can a child be born 4 years after his father's death? The answer is simple. Abd Allah was called his father, but he was not. Who then was Muhammad's father? From the Muslim sources, we found that Abd Allah, Muhammad's father, married Amna, and Muhammad's grandfather married Hala on the same day. Muhammad's mother, Amna, became pregnant immediately after the marriage, and then Muhammad's father died while she was pregnant. Abd al-Muttalib, Muhammad's grandfather, had a son from his wife, Hala, who was named Hamza. Hamza was 4 years older than Muhammad, even though Muhammad's father died after living only a few months with Muhammad's mother. Therefore, his son, Muhammad, could not actually be his son unless Muhammad was inside his mother's womb for 4 years. One might ask this question, how did we know that Hamza, Muhammad's uncle, was 4 years older than Muhammad? The answer can be determined by knowing the age of the death of both Muhammad and his uncle, Hamza. Muslim scholars say that Muhammad died 8 years after his uncle, Hamza, at the age of 63. If they were born at the same time, Hamza would have died at age 55. However, scholars also record that Hamza died in the third year of the emigration at the age of 59. 59 plus 8 equals 67. Muhammad's age at his death was 63, which is 4 years younger. This proves that Hamza was born 4 years prior to the birth of Muhammad. Who then was Muhammad's father? Since it is impossible, except in Islamic science, for a woman to be pregnant for over 4 years, we must conclude that only Allah knows best, for no one knows for sure who Muhammad's father was. In an apparent effort to explain Muhammad's birth being so long after his father's death, Muslim scholars Ibn Kathir and Al-Qurtubi agree that a pregnancy could be as short as 6 months and dispute over the maximum length between 2 or 5 years. This is in their interpretations to Quran chapter 13, verse 8. Allah knows what every female bears, and how much their womb lessens and enlarges, and with him everything is by measure.
Well, someone may say this is just confusion, and I do not know how to figure all these numbers, and perhaps this was a mistake in the past. Nobody believes in this today. So what? These Muslim scholars made mistakes. No, my dear friend. That is what Muslims still believe even today in the Muslim world. Listen to the following story from the country of Egypt just 2 years ago.
In a video shown on YouTube on the gestation time of pregnancy, a question was asked of the Mufti of Egypt. A man went to Saudi Arabia for 3 years and did not have any sexual relations with his wife during his absence. Upon his return, she gave birth to a child, and when he asked her whose child this was, she said, "It is your son." Will he believe her? The Mufti responded, "According to Islamic law, absolutely."
So this is the case in Egypt, and so it is in the rest of the 57 Muslim countries around the world. Muslims believe in such teachings, and they still practice it even until today. Well, this is what the Quran said about this topic, that is Allah's word. How about Muhammad's words in the hadith? Listen carefully to the following hadith, which comes from Sahih Bukhari, Hadith number 3208. Listen to the words of Muhammad.
Muhammad said, "Allah, the Exalted and Glorious, has appointed an angel as the caretaker of the womb, and he would say, 'My Lord, it is now a drop of semen. My Lord, it is now a clot of blood. My Lord, it has now become a lump of flesh.' And when Allah decides to give it a final shape, the angel says, 'My Lord, would it be male or female, or would he be an evil or a good person?'"
Exactly. Muhammad is in agreement with Allah. Or how can he be the messenger of Allah if he come up with his own teachings? Similar to the teachings of the word of Allah in Quran chapter 23, verses 12 to 14, there are 4 stages. And Muhammad is assuring his Muslim believers that these 4 stages are fact. But then he added something very important when he said, "The angels will tell Allah, 'My Lord, would it be a male or a female?' As if this is the last stage of the baby development. Is that true? Because today we can go to the doctor just in the first few months of pregnancy, and the doctor can tell us exactly if this is going to be a baby boy or a baby girl. So how can the doctors, human infidels, can tell us if their baby is going to be a boy or a girl if Allah himself have not yet make a decision to be a boy or a girl? Add to that, we have actually more modern science today that they can determine if the baby will be a boy or a girl even before pregnancy. As for the last question of the angel, when he asked Allah if the baby which is about to be born to be an evil or a good person, that is nonsense. For God does not choose for people to be evil or good, because all children are born with sin. It is up to the children to choose to believe in God, that is to accept the love of Christ, his death and his atonement on their behalf, and that will bring them to the knowledge of the truth and being a Christian person, or rejecting the love of God and living in sin and end in eternity in hell. God does not choose for us to be good or evil at all. As for the 40 days of each one of these 4 stages is also shown clearly in Sahih Bukhari, hadith number 3208. Listen to the words of Muhammad.
Allah's apostle, the blessing and peace of Allah be upon him, the true and truly inspired, said, the matter of the creation of a human being is put together in the womb of the mother in 40 days, and then he becomes a clot of thick blood for a similar period.
Now here is a summary of Dr. Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam, concerning human reproduction.
Semen forms between the backbone and the ribs. Then it joins with the female semen. And whichever one is discharged first determines which parent the child will resemble. The child spends 40 days as a drop of sperm. Then the child spends another 40 days as a clot of blood. Next, the child becomes a lump. Then the child becomes bones. Then the bones are wrapped with flesh. After the final shape is determined, Allah finally decides whether the child will be male or female.
As you see, my dear friends, the creation and signs of Allah and Muhammad, that is Allah's words in the Quran and Muhammad's teachings in the Hadith, is nothing but error and nonsense. And I can go on and on and on with more shows, but I do not believe we need to waste any more time. But I would advise you that you will go and investigate more of the creation and the science of Islam to find for yourself that there is no truth whatsoever of all what Muhammad taught, neither in the Quran, Allah's word, or in the Hadith, Muhammad's own words. And the more we know about Muhammad and his teachings about creation, science, and every other topic, the more we know for sure that he is not a prophet at all, and Allah is not God. And until we meet again in another study, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.